Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, for everything He has kept a soul, a ruh. It is the ruh, the sail, the soul, on the basis of that, the soul, that thing is in existence. The body doesn't really have any status. Everything, the beauty for us, everything that you can see, the benefit that the body takes, is from what? It is from the ruh, the soul. The ruh is alongside us, with us. And if there's no ruh, no soul in the body, then the body, it cannot live on the earth. Then its place is that the grave is dug and the body is thrown into the grave. So the situation for a human being is all related to his ruh. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. The whole game is related to the ruh. It doesn't matter how big your body is, how beautiful your body is, how valuable your body is. The ruh is extracted, then totally bone idle. Nothing left, everything's gone. So this is the body. And the body, the most important thing that Allah Ta'ala has put into the body, in which body, if there's the ruh and the body is with it, then the most important thing in the world, the most important thing, upon which both things remain existent, say subhanallah. Upon which both things remain existent, your body is existent and your ruh, your soul is existent. What is that? Sometimes you should think about things and then you'll understand the points. And when you have an empty stomach, then lots of things come into mind and understanding. So what is that that keeps the existence for the ruh, the whole body, and the ruh, the soul? It's in existence. Without that, even the ruh is a waste. Even the body is a waste. Totally a waste. Nor will the ruh be useful, nor will the body be useful. Do you know what that is? That is Allah Ta'ala's deen that He has sent to us. Subhanallah. Deenul Islam. Upon which we bring iman. And the basis of that is the Quran. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is, see how Allah Ta'ala gives the brilliant understanding. So the body is a waste. Without the ruh, the soul, the body is a waste. And both the body and the ruh are waste without what? They are waste without what? Deen. Without deen. Whoever has deen, alhamdulillah, his body and his ruh are existing, beneficial, and giving so much benefit that they will take you out of Jahannam and deliver you into paradise. Otherwise, the body and the soul, you don't have deen, then your abode is hellfire. The abode is hellfire. The only thing that will save us from hellfire, this body and our ruh, our soul, is what? Deen. Say millions and millions and millions and millions times over shukr every day. Without effort, Allah has given us deen. And Allah has then given us the job to protect it. For example, if I give you something very precious in your hand, I give you a nice watch. Then that watch, if you break it, throw it away, then obviously you'll lose out, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala has given us such a valuable thing. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So if we play with this and throw it around and lose out and play games with it and do what we want with it, is this justice, my friends? Ask, tell me, is this justice? Think for yourselves. We should feel pity on that human being. Allah has given him a body. Allah has given him a ruh. Allah has given him his mercy and given him his gift that he's given him la ilaha illallah as well. And then he plays games with him. Ask those people, those bodies, those souls, ask them who don't have this beautiful kalima, who have not received this. Imagine their sleep, imagine their life. Oh, like an animal, like a wild animal, untamed animal, waste of time life, despite having everything. They are deceased. For example, if there's a deceased food next to a dead person, nothing can happen. Nothing. Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, Allah's favor beyond favor. He's given us a body and the ruh, the soul, and Allah's given us iman on top of that. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So does it become fard for us to do something? Doesn't it? That we protect this iman. That we protect this iman. Listen ahead further. So now you've got deen, we have to protect the deen, revive it. Allah says, for this as well there's a ruh. Subhanallah. For the deen as well there's a ruh. Yes? The deen isn't just stood on its own, is it? You have to stand the deen up. Stand it up, revive it, make it alive, protect it. So there must be a ruh for the deen or not. If we look at the ruh, will you not look after it? Will you not protect its soul? So what we realize is that there is deen. But if you don't have the ruh for the deen, then that deen has also died. Subhanallah. Yes, this is the case. Allah has given us a body. Allah has given you the soul of your body. And He's given you deen as well. But if you don't have the soul of your deen, then your deen has finished as well. If your deen is finished, in other words, salah is finished. Zakah is finished, sadaqat is finished, your amal are dead, your hajj is dead, everything's dead without life, soulless. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes? So you've got the deen is existent upon its own ruh. And what is the ruh of the deen? We need to learn this, don't we? Yes, how can we protect if you don't have the ruh? What's the ruh of the deen? The ruh of the deen is ajeeb, unique thing. The ruh of the deen is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that soul of the deen, Imamul Anbiya was sent. Say subhanallah. The head of the prophets for giving this ruh. Who did he send? The Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets, who was the sardar of all the prophets, who was given the kitab, which is the head of all the kitabs, who was given the ummah, which is the head of all the ummahs. He said, "They give them the place of sujood, which is the head place from all places in the universe, isn't it? Head of everything. Because whenever anything's attached to the head, then that also becomes the head. On top. So he was sent. And he announced that I will tell you what is the ruh of the deen. Subhanallah. What did he announce? What did he announce, brothers? He came and announced, save your deen. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have to protect our deen. Listen to my bayan again afterwards. Repeat it so that you can revise it. Repeat it. Save our deen. We need to save our deen. So what's the ruh of the deen? Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced. Announced himself that listen, I was sent for a purpose. People, I'll tell you. I was sent for which? So your deen will be complete. What is that? He said, I was sent to complete the akhlaq. The conduct, the manners. Takmeel akhlaq, I was sent to complete the akhlaq. That akhlaq you'll see a lot around you, but total, complete, the essence of akhlaq you'll see in my deen. Subhanallah. Akhlaq, you can see it in Abu Jahl. You can see akhlaq in other things. People who have no iman, you'll see akhlaq. But kamil, complete akhlaq, you'll see it in Sadiq. Say subhanallah. Umar, you will see akhlaq in Umar. Ali, you will see akhlaq in Uthman, you will see akhlaq in Talha, you will see akhlaq in Zubair, you will see akhlaq in. In other words, so every sahabi, you will see the akhlaq demonstrated. Demonstrated. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is a massive point we need to understand. So Allah says, if you want to understand deen, you want to look after it, then what do you need? You need the ruh of the deen, the soul. And what's the soul of the deen? What is it? Akhlaq is the soul of the deen. Who said this? Who? He, the Nabi who brought the deen, who said, قُولُ لَا إِلَى اللَّهِ and you'll get success. He said this to the whole universe. He is telling to them that لا إِلَى اللَّهِ, the basis, the soul is akhlaq. Akhlaq, if you don't have it, then you'll have, your deen is dead. If your deen is dead, then that deen's salah is gone, the fast is gone, hajj is gone, zakat is gone. Mutafiqanay, do you accept mutafiq? You accept because the Quran's telling you, the hadith's telling you. Allah Ta'ala, may He have mercy on us. Ameen. May we have the understanding of the deen. May we understand the deen. We consider weird things as the deen. Allah says deen. Allah's Nabi says, you don't have deen. Deen is based on akhlaq. Deen is the name of akhlaq. Look how simple and straightforward this is. Allah Ta'ala has given us the biggest ibadah, which is what? Salah, namaz. The ruh of the earth, the most beautiful place on the earth is what? The masjid. Because in the masjid you fulfill, you complete the salah of Allah. So for this reason, the most beautiful, excellent place in the world, there's no better. You want to see physically what's glowing, shining. If you look from the skies, wherever you look in the world where there are masjids, there'll be glowing, shining, sparkling. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Two things sparkle if the inhabitants of the heavens look down, they see that place sparkling where sujood is done, and those qulub where Allah's name is recited, those two things sparkle when they look from the heavens, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So we can't see the glow. We don't have the glasses. We don't have the eyes. We don't have the vision. The inhabitants of the heavens, the angels, they looked on there on the earth. They see the masjid sparkle and the hearts of where the dhikr is done sparkle. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. So, deen, the ruh of the deen is akhlaq, conduct. Look at the difference. Those masjids that Allah has given where people prostrate, they sparkle. They are nurani, illuminated. Why? Because sajda takes place there. Salah. Greatest action is salah. Salah. The biggest ibadah, which is the biggest ibadah? That Allah Ta'ala has given to us? Namaz, salah. Look at this point. So what does this mean? Allah Ta'ala has given to us, in this deen, the ruh of the deen, the soul of the deen is akhlaq. So akhlaq now, let's look at the difference. Ibadah, for ibadah Allah has given us salah, greatest action. That's the one ibadah Allah has given us, the great five times salah, masjid, come to the masjid and pray. So Allah's ibadah, how much time is there for Allah's ibadah? Five times, restricted. How long does it take to pray salah? 5-10 minutes. Faraid? 5-10 minutes for one salah and five times a day, ibadah. So there's a hudud, a boundary. And when we're free from salah, what's the ibadah Allah has given? Akhlaq. Allahu Akbar. This is 5 minutes, that's all day long. Subhanallah. This is in the masjid salah, and that's at home, that's at the shop, that's at employment, that's on the pavement, that's with friendship, that's with relationships, with relatives. This ibadah goes with everything else. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So what's the big difference in the two? In the scale, for that ibadah, which is the greatest ibadah, salah, Allah's confined it to a place and a time. And the rest of the human beings, the ibadah is given how much time? How much? Every second you have to implement this ibadah. You have to smile with your wife, that's ibadah. If you meet your friend, that's ibadah. If you shake somebody's hand, ibadah. You stand at your shop, ibadah. You give tarbiyah for your children, ibadah. Daughters getting married, ibadah. You're looking for a partner for your daughter, ibadah. Eating chapati, ibadah. Drinking water, ibadah. Going to your bed, ibadah. You're meeting your wife, ibadah. In other words, every action is ibadah. And your darajat are being elevated in the same way, just like that sajda you prayed in salah. The same way you will get that thawab as well in those actions. Here there's a condition that you have to have wudu for salah, clean clothes. For that ibadah Allah says, I let you off. Open playing field, do sajda as you want. That ibadah, do as you want. Subhanallah. Whatever state you're in. Now let's look at our situation. Let's look at our situation. That one thing have we done? What is that? One thing we've done. Is that we think we're deserving of Jannah. Oh, I pray salah, I've just done recitation, tilawat. I'm going to Jannah, subhanallah, automatically. Deserved. And where's the rest of the 99%? What about the ibadah? We don't look at that. So what we realize in reality is the ruh of the deen is what? Akhlaq, conduct, mannerism, etiquettes. If that's gone, then dumb, we are fall onto the ground. We collapse onto the ground. Let's go beyond now. Let's progress. You know, we are just going in order. Sequence. So where did we start from? Look where we started from. Sequence. The body is made up of, decorated by the ruh, the soul. If you have a soul, you have a body. And the body and the soul, they are all based existing on what? The deen. Yes, and so both of the body and the ruh, their soul is the deen. And the soul of the deen is akhlaq. And akhlaq also has a ruh, my brothers. Akhlaq also as a soul. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And well, Subhanallah, you're thinking, where is this fakir taking this discussion? Subhanallah. Where is he taking this discussion? This is not in the kitabs. You get this from the depths of the hearts. These points are making these. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yeah? You don't get these from kitabs. I'm telling you this, a fact. So what is the point? Subhanallah. Akhlaq also has a ruh, a soul. So the root is coming now. All the building you'll construct will be on the basis of the ruh. Akhlaq is based on the ruh of the akhlaq. And of the markas, the foundation of the building. Just like a building. So the building is akhlaq. And the ruh is the foundation of akhlaq. If you have the ruh of akhlaq, you've got akhlaq. If you've got akhlaq, your deen's made. If your deen is made, then your body and soul is made. If your body and soul is made, then your iman is made. This is the sequence. Quran is made. And Jannah, the luggage will be made and prepared. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Look at this fantastic sequence. Eh? So now, which ruh do I have to explain to you now so you understand the sequence? What is it? The ruh of akhlaq. MashaAllah, very good, very good. So now we need to place all our weight on this and our efforts on this. Whoever makes effort on this in his life, Subhanallah, then he is the one who's won. The key point I'm telling you now, he has won the game. He has won the game. Don't look left and right. Step by step, go on Islam. Step by step. Just like Allah Ta'ala said, deen, you have to walk step by step. Don't follow your steps and opinions like you have a dish, you pick this dish and that dish and this. No, follow the tartib, methodology. So what's the methodology? You got the dishes in front of you. Follow the methodology. You know the people, the tabibs, the doctors, when they cure you. Look how you should eat the food, yeah? They put the dish, you break the fast. Yes, so break the fast like this, mashallah, and then your stomach won't be upset either. Follow the tarteeb. Tariq of eating, sequence the foods come. Here's the roast here, the meats here, rotis here, salans here. And here you have the sweet dish here. Here you have the fruit, and you have the salad, and the water, and the dates. Yes, where should you start from then? Where will you start from? Tell me. Yeah, the thing you like, you'll dive into that. You'll pick this up, you'll pick up. No, pick up this way. Sequence. First, what you'll do to break the fast with? The date and the water. And then drink the water nicely. You'll be hungry. You'll be hungry, yes. But drink 3 glasses of water. Because after the whole day, you have an essential need of water. Remind me the topic. We're going to get back to it, yeah? So I don't forget. Because I've just come off the track there. Just come off the track because I'm sort of my conditions like this at the moment. So, what will you do? First, what you should do is break the fast with the dates and the water. Drink a lot of water, pray salah, go home. Then first, eat the fruit first. Because vitamins, you essentially need desperate. Your body needs vitamins that time. So you don't need salt and spices, not pakoras. Not pakoras. This is the maza, enjoyment of your body. This is the same way the deen. The deen. I enjoy reading Quran like this. I enjoy it. No. Don't enjoy more. Allah wants to do that. Subhanallah. That's why we don't get the enjoyment. Don't follow the life of enjoyment. Maza. And do what you want. Allah says, my dastarkhwan. This hadith. Allah says, I've laid out the dastarkhwan for you. But eat in the method, the sequence I've given you. So how will you do the starter for the deen? Where will the deen end? Your deen end. So you understand? So same example given, just like food, the methodology. Yes? So you eat the fruit, a little bit of fruit, vitamins. Then after that, salad. Then you'll start with what? What? I'll give you the sequence. Start with the meat, the salan, the roti. Yes, start with that. Was solid, solid. Introduce your stomach to the solid. Yeah, chicken, meat, salan, dish. Don't eat the rice yet. After that, once you've eaten that, then will come, if you want to eat rice, then eat the rice. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Yes, this is how when the stomach churns with this methodology, it'll give you a benefit. Then when you're free from the rice after that, say, now I'm free from the rice, now I'll come towards the halwa. Put the hands towards the halwa after that. Subhanallah. Then the sweet after that you can eat. After eating the sweet, what should you do? Then do a hamd of Allah and wipe your hands on your face. Subhanallah. And food will digest. Allah Ta'ala has given us the deen, the amal, the deeds, the actions. Follow the method, the sequence Allah has given to us. Don't follow your planning, follow Allah's planning. Because Allah's dastarkhwan, everything's giving you attraction from one to the other. Let me eat this, let me eat that, let me do this action, that action. Allah says, my deen is a beautiful method. And everything's inviting you, do this action, do this action, do this action. Everything's inviting you. But do the methodology that I desire, you'll be successful. Subhanallah. So first and foremost, what should we do? What should we see? All of these things, the big amal, rather doing the big amal, that for the acceptance, look at the acceptance. First action we should do, we should collect and collate is what? Which action should we initiate with? With the soul, which is makes the soul of all our deen. And what is that? Raham. Akhlaq, the ruh of akhlaq is raham. What is the soul of akhlaq? Raham, mercy. Mercy. Before you go to all the other actions, what is the ruh of akhlaq? Raham, mercy. Mercy. The whole akhlaq of your deen, the pillar of akhlaq, the tall building, there are many branches of akhlaq, thousands of branches and twigs, but the fountain, the foundation, the platform is raham. If you have raham, then the building of akhlaq will be constructed. Remember, otherwise akhlaq, you'll blow on it, it'll collapse. Yes, it'll be, there'll be the akhlaq according to your needs, your desires, your wants, tricking people, playing games. If there's no ruh in it, it'll be fake, it won't be genuine. But if your akhlaq contains rahm, that'll be the correct and the solid akhlaq. Rahm. And for that Allah says that akhlaq, if you smile at someone and look at him, then I will establish your jannah. What a great thing is akhlaq. Look at this point. Not a fake akhlaq, the real akhlaq in which there's raham, mercy as the established foundation of akhlaq. So the whole situation is based on what, my brothers? Raham, mercy. Mercy, kindness. So how do we attain raham? Say subhanallah. Yes, the whole deen, life, jannah, paradise is all based on our raham. Allah. So what shall I do? What mujahid effort shall I make to instill raham? So raham can come into my heart. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. What tonic shall I drink? So raham can come into me, so that my whole success can come to me. Yes, Allah says, don't worry. Don't worry. Such a sentence Allah has given, He's given us the whole success in that one sentence. Say subhanallah. One sentence. Look how deen is understood. That's how you start from the bottom. Yes, and what is that sentence? Allah has announced. The meaning of that is this. That you have mercy on the people of the world, and the person in the heavens will have mercy on you. Subhanallah. He who is in the heavens will have mercy on you. No ibadah, has He said. What has Allah said? If you are merciful to the people of the earth, He in the heavens will have mercy on you. Subhanallah. When will He do that? Aha. Yes. When will He have mercy on you? Oh, ho, ho, ho. Allah's rahm, which is the most essential. We are in desperate need of that. Every human being will be desperate. Every bashar will have that. From the beginning to the end, awwal to akhir, when this world is destroyed, when hisab time will come, Allah's court will be established, all the men will be stood in a line, everybody will be holding their deeds. Kutab will be there, Ghaus will be there, Wali Allah will be there. Everyone will be there with their deeds, ready, waiting for accounting. What's going to happen now? Subhanallah, amal will be present. Actions will be present. Big amal will be present. But what will we be looking at for success? Allah's rahmah will give success. And Allah has announced in advance that here, who will I be merciful on? Those people who are merciful on the people in the world, on the earth. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So here Allah Ta'ala gives us the preparation for everybody, my brothers, but we didn't do it because we didn't follow the tip. We didn't eat the dish in order. Somebody thought my Quran's enough. Somebody thought this is enough for me. Somebody thought this is enough for me. And we didn't have hearts to understand. We didn't have the brains to understand. If somebody made us and said, he said, oh, he's telling us not to read the Quran. He's telling us not to do this. He's telling us not to pray Salah. He's telling us not to do zikr. He's telling me not to do this action. He's telling me don't give speeches. He's telling me don't give wise. Isn't this the case? Tell me. We don't listen, do we, to somebody's advices? It's not the case that there are no people to tell us. Until Qiyamah, there will come the walis of Allah. They will come until Qiyamah to explain, but nobody wants to understand. Yes, they will be empty, hollow, total bone idol. They won't have akal. They'll say, no, this is the deen. He's talking rubbish. I want to enjoy it. Because they want enjoyment. Oh, enjoyment. I did this action. I did that action that time. It's not enjoyment. It's radha that we need. Allah's radha. Not enjoyment in the deen. Do you want enjoyment or do you want radha? Tell me. Mawla's radha. Pleasure we want. Not enjoyment in the life. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the points that are being made. Yes, do you get these discussions? This is Fakir's Adda headquarters. You'll understand these points. Fakir's headquarters. So now tell me that who has prepared, who will be standing on the Day of Judgment, will you succeed on your amal? Oh, then listen to a story. If you think your amal will give you success. Yeah, Bani Israel, there was a darvesh, a pious man. Lot of darvesh in Bani Israel. Quran is mentioned about the Bani Israel. Allahu Akbar. And he said that I love Allah. I want to love Allah, he said. I need nothing else. He came out. This was what used to happen in the olden days. He went to the mountains, isolation, wild, barren mountain. He went into the cave. He had nothing there. No water. Water was there, and there's soil, dirt, nothing to eat. He sat there, and he started doing dhikr of Allah. Immersed in the dhikr of Allah. He was fana, the ibadat of that time. He started doing it. And Allah Ta'ala, when He saw that servant of His, Jibreel alayhi salam said, that whenever we pass by, we saw that man in sujood, prostration. Who is saying this? Sayyidul Malaika is saying this. That we were envious of him. That what a man. Subhanallah. Look at his amal. His action, on his action, his sajda, the angels are proud, envious. Imagine the malaik. He's saying that when we passed by him, we always saw him in such an ibadah, and we were envious of him, proud that, Ya Subhanallah, what a great man. Allah Ta'ala's mercy on him. He said, my servant, though he's immersed in my remembrance, won't he drink or eat? What shall I prepare for him? Allah immediately instructed that the fountain next to him, change it and bring sweet water, not bitter water, bring sweet water, my servant, he needs to drink. And then Allah said, hukam, order, that these dirty trees, remove them along the bank of that fountain, give him a tree of pomegranates. My servant can suck the pomegranates. These are paradise fruits. He can eat, and the water of paradise he can drink as well. So what we realize, my brothers, Allah's path, when you work hard, Allah hears and he watches and he sees. We ask first, itikaf, before I, where will I get the chapatis during itikaf? Where will the food come from when I do itikaf? Will the people of the masjid give food, or will my family bring the food? Yes, because I'm getting into the car, big action. I'm going to sit in a closed room, mashallah, there's a seat, there's food's coming, and the menu's coming. You're doing big action, isn't it? Yes. So even there, Allah Ta'ala delivers the food. Don't worry. Don't leave itikaf because I want food. No one's going to give me food. Sit in itikaf most for sure. Say subhanallah. Definitely. I won't stop you. Yes, the hazab stops us from itikaf. Have I stopped anyone from itikaf? No. Nor do I stop anybody. What need have I got to stop anybody? But don't stop itikaf due to your stomach. Say subhanallah. Thou, my stomach, I need food. How will I have my medicine? Yar. Oh, how will I fulfill that action? Oh, it's too hard. How will my shop run? 10 days. No. This is the sabak gives you. Allah gives you sabak. The eyesight for the sake of Allah. Allah put the tree there and he sent the pomegranates as well. This is the example. When you stand for the sake of Allah, you have no need to worry about assistance and begging and requesting and pleading. Don't worry at all. When you stand firm, stand for the sake of Allah. Tabligh, propagation. Call people as a da'i for the sake of Allah. Call people for the sake of Allah. And then you beg and you put your hands out. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. How can this, what principle is this? Tawakkal Allah, you have a connection with Allah, you have a niyyah, correct? I swear by Allah, you set forth with your feet, Allah's rahmah will walk with you. Allah's rahmah will walk with you. Stand and become the da'i. Propagate, go in the path of Allah. Don't look, what will happen there? And I don't have this preparation like home, and this will happen there, and my namaz, and what will be the food there? What will be cooked there? No, I am going to leave in the path of Allah. I want to become my da'i, become a da'i like this. Subhanallah. Don't look forward, don't look backwards. Go walk towards your destination. Walk towards your destination. Have total yaqeen, your food will come on time. But don't think, will the food come? Don't worry, forget about those things. Don't regard the thing, who is responsible for you for these things? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. The true wakeel. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Nasir, mawla. He will give to you. You are in the path of Allah. In reality, you haven't come out in the path of Allah if you have these worries and concerns. You come to get bayah with the sheikh. You come back and you come with conditions. You put conditions. Oh, my shop, my turnover shouldn't go down. My children shouldn't go off me. And this shouldn't go down. And that shouldn't go behind me. I can't leave this action. I can't leave that. And you want to go. You have come to get Jannah to become a murid. And to become friend of Allah. And you got preconditions. When you go to get bayah, then you burn the ships behind. Burn the bridges. I am not the same. I'm putting my hand into such a person that I will follow his desire and his preference. If he said 100,000 business, stop it, close it down, then I will throw the keys there. If he says stop this action, I don't like this, close this house, give the house back, he'll sell the house off there. Bakhtiyar Kaki, Rahmatullah Alayh, king of his time, Bakhtiyar Kaki, king of the lands. Bakhtiyar Kaki, king, when he went to Hazrat Mohinuddin Chishti, Rahmatullah, Subhanallah. He said, Ajib man, he said, I thought he was the king. Today I have learned from you, O Fakir, that he is the real king, my Shaykh, Subhanallah. The event is very long incident, beautiful incident I remember right now. And, Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir, we learn from him. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin, time is short, I feel like I shared this waqiyat with you. Because we say, Nare, isn't it? Qadir, beautiful incident. As a Bakhtiyar Kaki, beautiful incident. And subhanAllah, the heart, he learned that in his heart he thought, I'm the king of kings. He was a big king of Delhi. He passed. And he was also the king. But he became a dervish. Why? SubhanAllah. The Bakhtiyar Kaki, he saw him. And he also laid down his kingship. the king of Hindustan, Hazrat sat him down in Delhi. And the Walis Wala, I'm sharing with you that he could tell someone, go Bolton, Manchester, London, from Pakistan, send you there. Go and do the work of the deen there. And there Wali Allah Qutb Ghaus. Kafir becomes a Muslim. Hindu says La ilaha illallah. Mother says, the grandmother as well says the Nare. The Kalama says Subhanallah. And me and you were Muslim from before. Me and you were Muslims. And today let's analyze, do we have Raham, mercy? Did we have Rahmah? If you had it, then tell me practically who have you given mercy to? Even on your son you don't have mercy. On your children you don't have mercy. Even on your mother you don't have mercy. On your father you don't have mercy. We have for money left them as well. Oh, let them die from corona. Go where they have to go. What love. What mercy. Allah says in the foot of the mother is Jannah. You left Jannah and you went to the Jannah of the people who don't have iman. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Sometimes the passion arouses. Which deen do you have? Which thing? Yesterday your father, Buddha, will ask you, your frail father, no, he has got this, and he's got this, I'm sending this. He gave you birth. Did he not give you birth? Your mother, didn't she give you birth? Did she not give you? Did you give the put your mother in the janaz, her janaz on your shoulder? When the time came, subhanAllah, even with your father, you were not merciful. With your mother, you were not merciful. Which Quran are you picking up? Which sujood are you running after? Which salah are you running after with that luggage? Tell me, what luggage do you have? We are in the Jannah of the disbelievers. We've left the mother's Jannah. We are in the Jannah of those people who don't iman. In front of the mother, we swear at the mother. We are disrespectful in front of the father. We dishonor the father because the blood from this place, from these chickens, broiler chickens we eat, and our blood is flowing in our bodies due to these. That's why we have enmity and hatred for them. Yes, that person, when you are living in that neighborhood, then the neighborhood's effect takes place. The sohbat takes place. Here, the sohbat takes place. We eat this. With this, will the daughter not swear the mother when she's brought away? Oh, and this and that. Yes, whose are we eating? No. For the deen we came here. What deen have you come here for? If you came for the deen, what reason will they come here? I told you this before. I explained this to you before. How do they come? They come like this, darvesh, subhanallah. That deen, the darvesh, for example, the fountain is given for him, the water of Jannah and the tree of Jannah, the pomegranates are given to him, subhanallah. So I won't speak that example. It's a lengthy one, beautiful example. So brothers, the angels say, Allah, when we go past that man, the angels are shocked that there's a tree of pomegranate. Allah says, go and root that tree, they plant it. Yes? Subhanallah. So Allah, all the people in the hereafter are stood in the court of Allah, and people will be stood there with the keys. What keys will take place? Which Quran will be useful? Which salah will be useful there? No amal will be useful. The man stood there. And thereafter, every human being's there, going back to the example, with their amal, with their deeds. And that man, he did ibadah. Look, his hal was ibadah. And he also will be in the line, that same man. And 500 years who did ibadah like this, the angels were envious of him, proud of him. Tell me what will be his maqam, that man. And he'll be there as well. Allah said, bring him first. Because this is not the line of the dunya, this is the line of Allah. Say Subhanallah. Allah will call him first, that man who ate the dishes according to Allah's preference in the world. Allah will say, that you come first, oh, the man of the mountain, the one who's given the tree of pomegranate, and you as well, Bolton Wala, you come as well. Allah, may he call us as well like this, say Subhanallah. Why? Because we have a hope, a desire that we have a connection with Hazrat Sahib. As a Murtaziyya, we have a connection with him. So we hopefully, so Allah will say, you come here first. Why you stood in the line? So because he did a big action, so he'll be hopeful. Oh, I should be called first. In his heart, he'll be feeling that I should be called first. That I did all the actions, the ibadah, and he didn't look like, I'm called. Okay, fine, I'm coming. So Allah say, yes, you give your hisab first. You are counting. What is your hisab, your deeds? Angels, that with waqar, that Allah is announcing at that time for him. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah again. Allah said, take him into paradise, Subhanallah. Take him. Line is on one side. That is, young man's going to Jannah. Take him due to my rahmah, take him into paradise. Allah announces, while he's walking, he stops. He says, Allah, you just said that take him into paradise with my rahmah, with my mercy. So what about my amal, my deeds? That hard work I did, 500 years I did sajda, my heels were worn out. You know the haji, they do hajj, umrah, and our pockets are empty. Allah, we spend our money, we go to hajj, umrah. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So many hajj and umrah I've done, Allah, that Allah had to stop it, didn't he? The munafiqeen stopped them. I'm fed up with these people. Allahu Akbar. All the haram earnings, they come and they come to my cities and spend there. Allahu Akbar. The people are upset when they hear what I say. They earn haram, they drag people's money, someone's taken his money, someone's taken his mother's money, someone's taken his property, his money, they go and spend there. Allah says, stop Kana Kaaba, stop the Kaaba. Stop what's happening. Allah says that I will spread such a sickness. What will he stop? You know the branches of the masjid, they will, let's close them as well. Even there, let's spread the dirt. Even there, they spend haram there. To interest, they use interest to run the masjids. And the people who have to take, they take with the happiness. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the state. I keep on speaking about these points alongside in parallel. Those things Allah said haram, run away from them. Run away from those things that Allah has defined as haram. Don't spend haram on the pure places. When you want to cure, then weigh with the pure, spend in the pure, use the pure. Analyze when you win. Has Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha. I was explaining to you, Mulana Sahib said a beautiful thing yesterday, that when she gave charity, she used to wash her money first. She purified it, then she spent it. She said, I'm spending the way of Allah. Allahu Akbar. And we, everything accepted was, we're not going to the box. Into where? Into the hair. Into the box. Into the tummy, the box of the tummy. Say subhanAllah. The stomach. We're worried about the stomach. Don't do actions like this. Why do we waste our lives? Why do we destroy our lives? So he said, Allah, I heard you say that due to your mercy, the statement you just said here, that take him into paradise, I'm talking about that man now. Go back to man. He said, Allah, you didn't mention in that in your statement, Allah, you said, take him with my mercy into Jannah. Allah, my deeds, my amal. Aha, Allah's, where his rahmah was, then straight came the ghazab. Allah said, take him from his neck and bring him in front of me. This man who spoke this nonsense, rubbish, bring him here. The same man who had such a big honor, so Allah elevated him, grab him from the neck, oh angels, and bring him here. You think you're going into paradise? Allah said, what did you just say? He said, Allah, I just said that my amal were my deeds, 500 years I did this, and you said, just rahmah, my mercy. Allah says, come here. Come here, come to the scale now. Take him to the scale. SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. Everyone's hisab will take by his brothers. Allah didn't give the Quran. Allah says, every verse is valuable. Yes? خَيْرًا يَرَى شَرًّا يَرَى. Allah says, خَيْرًا يَرَى شَرًّا يَرَى. Allah's give him the scale, plus and minus. Every word of the Quran. If you, one zarra, one atom of good will be so great, they will take you to Jannah. And one evil atom, one atom of evil will take you to Jahannam, hellfire. From the zarra, the dust, even save yourself from the dust, the atom of evil that take you towards bad. And don't leave that atom of goodness that can take you to paradise. And we leave dhikr of Allah, we make a fuss. We go, that the mountains of mountains, the doors of Jabal. No, I don't feel like doing it today. I didn't enjoy it today. Oh, today I'm not happy with Hazrat Sahib. He said such words today. Oh, we get so upset quickly with my words. Oh, my heart is down now. I don't feel like doing this anymore. How we shut the doors and slam those. Oh, I can't help it. I can't come. Because I have to go and work over there. We start coming. They come to the beginning. They leave. They leave for good. Permanent. Is this the way you eat the dishes that Allah has given? Allah says, the dish I give to you, eat it in that way. When I give the dish of dhikr, then eat it and consume it, kathir, kathir, morning and evening. Consume it. Allah Ta'ala, if you eat according to the way Allah Ta'ala has planned and defined, Allah says his stomach will never be upset ever, anywhere. No way. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Will you eat the dish the way Allah Ta'ala has defined? True promise. The person who promises, put your hands up in Ramadan. Put your hands up. You won't run away. Dhikr mustaqil, permanent, the way Allah Ta'ala says, consume this, kathir, kathir, always, and Allah won't complain. Yeah? So, your hand, well, he's thinking, his hands bent. Put your hand up straight. For when you put your hand up for Allah, Allah Himself will prepare for you. Don't be afraid, don't bend the arm. Put it up straight. Now put the hands down. True promise in Ramadan now, mashallah. Don't leave dhikr, okay? Yes, good. Tabiyah, if you accept it or not, whether you feel like, no, okay, if there's a sharia excuse, fair enough. Of course, sharia excuse there. You have to leave this or that, salah, etc., fasting. The sharia, Allah said, don't worry about that. But even with the sharia excuse, Allah says, even if you are lying down in your bed, start doing dhikr as well. I'm not stopping you, Allah said. Yes, so come here now. So he said, you come back. pulled him back from the scruff of the neck. Now come to the scales, Allah said to him. He came to his scales. I said, you asked the question. Allah says, now not due to rahmah, due to your deeds, let's send you into paradise with your deeds. MashaAllah. Okay, let's listen to you now. You're my servant, pious man. How can I not accept what you said? You kept on calling me. I kept on listening to your du'as, didn't I? So I listened to you. Yes. Yes, Allah, you did. Yeah, Allah says, okay, fine. So America. Yes, al-dunya, the Jannah, you wanted Jannah, you wanted the tree of pomegranates, I give you fountain of Jannah water. So I listen to you today as well, Allah says, no problem. So you said that Allah, due to my amal, Allah, where my amal? So come, let's take you into paradise. Never say amal name, never. What will come in benefit? Listen here. Listen, same subject. Allah, come son. Okay, stood there. Right. So open the scales now. Okay, Allah says, come now. So on one side is your good deeds, all your amal, 500 years. And on the other side will come, what? My ni'mas will come. Aha, subhanallah. Why? Because who gave food? Allah. Who gave chapati? Allah gave. Who stood you up? Allah. Who turned you to the mountain? Allah. Who gave you the tree pomegranate? Allah. Who gave you the pomegranate? Allah. Who gave you the hands? Allah. Who gave you your brain? Allah. Who gave you the eyes? Allah. Who gave all your eyes? Allah. Who gave your eyes? Allah gave. He said, if you didn't have the eyes, would you read Quran? No. If you didn't have the eyes, could you do sajda? No. Everything. Who gave you eyes? So fine, let's talk about the eyes first, Allah says. Say subhanallah. Let's do justice on the eyes first. Nothing else, Allah says. Just the eyes. Let's start with the eyes on their own. Say subhanallah. There now the fountains we talk about. We put the glasses on, isn't it, on the eyes? Allah says, let's start with the eyes, the ni'mah of the eyes. We'll leave the rest to afterwards. Yes. La ta'du ni'mah tahsuha. Listen, my ni'mas, who can come to the equilibrium with my ni'mas? La tahsabu, la tahsuha. Let's start counting, thinking. So Allah says, you spoke about the eyes. Let's just stop in the eyes. Rabb and his servant are talking, discussing now. Subhanallah. Allah says, okay, let's do hisab of the eyes I gave you. Allah says, put your eyes there on which scale? And all of your 500 ibadah, put on one side. 500 years ibadah, he put down the scale one by one. His salah came, his fasting came, his hajj came, his isolation dhikr came, his pleading came, his crying, not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, my brothers. How much Ramadan, 30 days we're spending. We realize that what ibadah we are doing in 30 days, we realize because of the intensity. But we realize now due to 30 days, 10 days in itikaf will sit, we realize what is ibadah. And in the end, you'll feel like, 10 days are finished, let's get out of here. Let's look at the moon of the Eid. Isn't it? You wait, don't you? After 10 days, we keep on looking out. Is there announced yet? Is there announcement from somewhere in the world for Eid? Is there not? 10 days, I'm tired. But look at the kamal of that individual. 500 years he did ibadah, sat in the jungle, wilderness. He gave up his shawad. He left his wife. He left his passions. He left his lust. He left the money. He left the desire. The desires of having sons or daughters or children. He didn't taste anything. He didn't get married. He didn't see the taste of anything in the world. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, my brothers. 500 years he spent a life like this. Say subhanallah. Imagine the sacrifice. Tell me, is this a small thing? My Rabb, what does he say? The put his deeds 500 years in the scale and more ibadah. Look at that. Me and your salah, is it khalis, pure? Me and you, our hajj, is it khalis? Me and you, is it khalis? Our Quran reading, khatamul Quran, is it khalis? Look, is my imamat khalis? Is my dhikr khalis? Is it pure? Is my speech pure? I know, Allah knows best, but Allah will scan every action and nothing will be pure in our book of deeds. Nothing at all. Nothing will come out pure. We think we've done everything. But Allah states what? That 500 years he did ibadah, he worshipped. I guarantee that 500 years ibadah that I am measuring on the scale. Me and your ibadah, forget that. His ibadah, Allah is saying, that I am saying, his ibadah, weigh it, that was full of ikhlas and purity, which was accepted ibadah. Let's just put that on the scale. What is being measured, my brothers? What's it? Against what? One ni'mah Allah selected. What ni'mah was that? The eyesight, the vision, may Allah forgive. Our eyes, may Allah illuminate. Those people whose eyes are not illuminated, may Allah illuminate their hearts. Because the sight of the heart is bigger. Don't worry. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala, if He makes us lose out of something, then subhanallah. Allah compensates His vision of His eyes with such a great vision in the hereafter, such a great vision in the hereafter, that the whole world will be shocked upon His eyesight. Subhanallah.
But just the point is, whatever dish Allah gives, eat in that methodology. If Allah gives us eyes open, eat, be happy, do shukr on them. If you're blind, even then be grateful. Don't make your heart small. Don't make your heart small on the glory of Allah. Be grateful, Allah, and millions of times grateful to you. This is your hikmah, your karam, your rahm, your mercy. If you've taken this name away from me, eyesight, this is according to your glory. I don't need nothing. Allah, bitch, be happy with me. Just be happy. That's enough. That's it. SubhanAllah. Even then Allah be happy with me. Allah take my mother into paradise because she grew me up in this way. She grew me up. She reared me. She woke me up. The wife will leave you. Your family will leave you. But my mother in this situation fed me the food. She gave me the water. In this state she woke me up. Allah, in compensation for all of this, Allah will request and plead for you that please take my mother into Jannah first. Allah, what, that man successful. And today, what can we do? I'm stuck here. I can't help my mother. No, stuck. That turn your heart to Allah. Every action of Allah's that is based on acceptance, Allah's favor, we can never repay the favor of Allah. Oh Allah, subhanAllah, that person who doesn't have an eye, you cannot repay the favor of Allah because you will get the compensation for that eye. Even you cannot imagine the compensation I'll give to you. And say, Nare Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. SubhanAllah is so great. Allah doesn't do zulm on anyone. Allah doesn't do excess on anyone. Allah, if He takes something from someone, He's not doing zulm. He's not committing excess. Rather, He's showing His rahmah beyond rahmah. Say SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. Oh my son, come, Allah says, come, take your eye out now. Take the eye out and put that on the scale. Now we'll understand. The eye, one na'mah, when we will take the hisab, he who didn't have an eye, where will he go? SubhanAllah. The person who didn't have the eye, he'll be stood in the line. He who didn't have the eyes, he will run into paradise. We'll watch him, oh brother, come back, come back. Why are you going to paradise? Oh, you stay there. You used to play games in the world with your eyesight. You used to enjoy yourself. Allah's karam. For this name Allah didn't give me, I had sabr. You stay in the line. That 1,000 years you'll stay in the day of judgment. But your servant who didn't have eyesight, he will run into paradise to his hurs at that time. SubhanAllah, he'll see the road. Just a few days of test, brothers, on the world. Just a few days test. Don't complain. When you get the taste, his time will pass as well, subhanAllah. And the person who doesn't get that test, his time will pass. But the real time is that time on the day of judgment which will pass. That's the real time that will not pass. Today if we see someone, his son is disabled, he's upset, he's got distress, don't worry. Your Rabb is mine and his Rabb is there as well. You think Allah's not got mercy on that person? Son is disabled. If Allah's taken from him, then millions of times over Allah will give him rahmah. Why are you falling pity on him? Why are you falling pity on him? Rather, he will fall pity on you. Oh, do his khidmat. Allah has given you Jannah. If you serve him here in this world, Allah will give you Jannah. Such human beings, you are afraid that he comes to the masjid and you do nonsense talk. That how can we take him to the masjid and take him to the masjid? Who are you to say he can't go to the masjid? The angels walk with that person, subhanAllah. The angels walk with that person. Don't worry. So come, son. Don't worry. All the deeds are based on akhlaq. 500 years of ibadah and 10 days of itikaf is accepted, will be successful. Say subhanam. One fast if is accepted, will be successful. 500 years, he said, Allah, where's my amal? 500 years on one scale, Allah says, put on the other scale, just the eyes I gave him. How many namas has Allah given? Allah Ta'ala will not take hisab of any ni'mah. Allah is not saying to him that I gave you this ni'mah, or I gave you this ni'mah, or I gave you this mercy, I gave you this gift treasure. No, la tahsuha. This is my ni'mahs. You cannot imagine what ni'mahs I gave to you. Which ni'mat will I bring in front of you and put in your scales? Millions of times of Allah says you cannot count, you lose count. If I start counting my ni'mahs I gave you, forget you, your whole qawm cannot take them. From the beginning to the end of time, no man can count them. Imagine, say subhanAllah, the ni'mahs of Allah. The ni'mahs of Allah. So the eyes were put into his scale and 500 years of ibadah evaporated like thin air. You couldn't even see where they're gone. Allah, where's my deeds gone? Allah says, look in him. Every deed gone. And the scale with the eyes became heavy and all his deeds went into minus. My son, he started shaking, trembling, looking left and right, looking front, looking behind, looking to the left, right. Allah, there's nothing left. My deeds have evaporated, eliminated, gone, dissipated. They're all flying away. The wazah flying, Quran's flying away.
All is pleading duas. 500 years of prostration evaporated. Ruku gone, sajda gone. He's shocked. Where's everything gone? Where's my deeds gone, Allah? And it's written zero, beyond zero. And where the eyes were on his scale, they're heavy. Allah says, look, my son Hisab, keep putting your good deeds, more, bring more deeds. And try to make your scale heavy. He put his hands together. My Mawla, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. He said, Allah says, come and ask me now. Come back to the people and ask them. Beg those people I took you out of, go back to that line. Put your hands there. He stood there in front of Mawla. Allah, what do you want? Allah, forgive me. He says, Allah, forgive me. I made big mistakes, Allah. Allah, I can't give hisab, Allah. Allah, ask those people, Allah Ta'ala says, that in the dunya, I give you such a deed, such an amal of giving to you. That amal, if you are steadfast on it, my Rabb, I promise to you today, without hisab, you will go into paradise. Laughing, smiling, you will go into paradise. Tell me, my Mawla, what is that deed? What is the action? My Rabb, Nabiul Akhir, the final prophet said, I will tell you what is that path. That you, I won't put you into hardship, I'll give you the easy way. That you will laugh and smile going into paradise. How? Do dhikr of Allah on your mattress, hot mattress. Sit down with ease and do dhikr. Your Rabb likes your dhikr so much that He will send you into paradise without hisab, laughing, smiling. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But today I say do dhikr. Now I don't want to do dhikr. Why don't you do dhikr? I don't enjoy it. I don't have time. I have to go to work. How do I run my business? How will I sit with my wife and my children? How can I ask how your hal is? Oh my servants, Allah says, the dishes I've given to you, live your life according to that. Inshallah, you will have success beyond success. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Fasting, do you understand? Do you realize you're fasting? Tell me the truth. The fast, if it increased even more, I'd have the happiness, my friends. Do you feel like eating the dates and drinking the water? Now say, Subhanallah. Today I feel like, Allah, put the sun back a bit more so we can speak a bit more. I'm enjoying myself. Subhanallah. Allah announced today that today break the fast after Isha, inshallah. We do this dua. Are you ready today to carry on talking, inshallah? Subhanallah. This is cool, the words of Allah. How much enjoyment will we get in the hereafter if Allah's words and His Quran, this enjoyment. But we have never read Quran properly, have we? We've never read properly. We don't understand the Quran. Anyway, the point that I said, we've left to the side. Beautiful points were coming. So he puts his hand together and he stands. He says, my son, tell me now, what will take you into paradise now? He puts his hands together. He says, my Mawla, my Rabb, Jannah, only one thing will take me into paradise. And that is your Rahmah, your mercy, Allah. That is your Rahmah, your mercy. So Kamal, look at the Kamal. What does he know? What is Rahmah? Ummat Muhammad, he has got the Rahmah, mashallah, this reward. Whose beloved Nabi has announced that you are, if you are merciful to the people in the world, then he who is in the heavens will have mercy on you. Ummati Muhammadi will be stood, subhanallah, in the day of judgment, and they are going into Jannah, cut, one by one, and hisab kitab is closed, no hisab, and all the other ummas will say, Allah, what ummah is this that's running into Jannah, running into paradise, and Allah will announce, loudly, that in the world, Allah announced that if you have rahmah in the world, then I will be merciful to you in the hereafter, subhanallah. But we are the people of Rahmah, that we feed the poor, we take the distress away from people, and we consider this as ibadah in the world. We consider this as ibadah in the world, that stay hungry yourself and feed the other people. Do you do this ibadah today? No, we don't give to the father money. We don't give to the mother money. We count. Come, mom, if you want the money, no money today. I haven't had no turnover today. Mom, dad, shall I keep giving you money? What money shall I give to my wife? Yeah, if you bring some wife to you, to your home, if you bring wife, you know what he says? You eat the social security. I've signed for you the claim. I put the claim out. You eat that. And the rest of the money is mine. I will give to you accordingly. And he doesn't even give money to her. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Tell me. Is this rahm, mercy? Is this mercy you're having on the people? May Allah forgive. I drop these points because the discussion has gone extended. If I remember, I'll introduce this, that this is a good point, discussion. So inshallah, for a little while, we'll do dhikr for 2 minutes, then inshallah we'll break the fast.
اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اے میرے مولا ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادت قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری مجلس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما دے یا اللہ جو باتیں ہم سنیں اس پہ ہمیں عمل کرنے والا بنا دے. یا اللہ تو ہمارے روزے کو قبول فرما, ہمارے سجدوں کو قبول فرما, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے سلسلے میں جو خاتون ایک سخت بیمار ہے اس کی دعا فرمائے. اللہ تعالیٰ بہت نیک اور صالح عورت کے اللہ صحت کاملہ نصیب فرمائے, ہر بیماری سے اللہ اس کی حفاظت فرمائے. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.